Last year, Milwaukee's police department pursued more vehicles through Milwaukee streets than ever before, according to the city's Fire and Police Commission. Police pursuits are some of the most dangerous duties police perform. And over the past few months, a number of bystanders were killed as a result. WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez asked Leon Todd of the Fire and Police Commission about when police are allowed to pursue and if it's worth it.
Since MPD declined to talk about their pursuit policy, can we get your breakdown on what's in SOP 660? What does it say about local police, their ability to engage in vehicle pursuits, and when?
Well, it says a lot. I'll try to break it down as simply as I can and hit the highlights. It lists the specific reasons or the specific types of cases in which officers are allowed to go on a vehicle pursuit. And I want to emphasize that it's not saying that officers must pursue vehicles in these situations, but these are the situations when they are allowed to do that. They still retain their discretion within those reasons to enter into a pursuit. So, for example, if the occupant has committed, is committing, or about to commit a violent felony, such as an armed robbery, recklessly endangering safety, something of that nature, an officer would be justified or permitted to initiate a pursuit. Another example is when a vehicle is used or taken during the attempt or commission of a violent felony. Another one is if a vehicle or occupant presents a clear and immediate threat to the safety of others. The final two reasons are if there is drug dealing approximately in time to the initiation of the pursuit. I'll stress, however, that ground is limited to situations or incidents where it is a substantive drug investigation or a long-term investigation.
So this wouldn't be in the case of someone just like maybe seeing something that they perceive to be a drug deal interaction.
That's correct. It would have to be a substantive investigation or a long-term investigation. And then finally, the final ground is if the necessity of immediate apprehension outweighs the level of danger created by the vehicle pursuit. Again, I want to stress that those are the situations when officers are allowed to initiate pursuits. They're not required to. And even when they do initiate a pursuit for one of those reasons, they have to continually monitor the situation and determine whether or not it is justified and appropriate to continue the pursuit. And they always have to exercise due regard and take that into account for the safety of the public and others.
Vehicle pursuits, police chases have been called some of the most dangerous things that police do. Recently, there have been some heartbreaking bystander deaths as a result of these pursuits. I'm thinking of the 60-year-old grandfather, Clarence Bibbins, who was fatally hit by a car fleeing a police pursuit. His daughter had spoken up and called for an end to MPD's police policy. There's also Beverly Fair, the 70-year-old grandmother of 12. She was struck while traveling in her grandson's SUV. MPD didn't call this a pursuit by their definition, but the vehicle was being pursued by MPD. Thinking of how MPD weighs the lives of residents to its SOPs, is it worth it?
You know, I think that's a very good question. It is a balancing act that has to take place. There has to be the ability for law enforcement to enforce the law, pursue individuals when appropriate. And I think the people of Milwaukee also expect and demand the police department to enforce the law, to pursue people to the best of their ability when reasonable and appropriate. That ensures public safety. At the same time, that is balanced against the need not to create or amplify a dangerous situation to an unacceptable degree. I think the standard operating procedure right now does a good job of balancing all those things. So I believe that it is a difficult situation that has to be balanced. And I believe that the policy we have in place now, it does that very appropriately and to the best that can reasonably be expected.